Hey everybody, it's the quick before my mom gets home, and she just called and she's coming right now.
Well, now I'm scared.
No, I'm just playing. We're here with Tall Guy, Corey Stevens,
Big Lou's Jesse Retardo Martinez.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad you threw the Retardo in there. I like that. We got this guy. He's got thick glasses. He's not a Tardo, though. He's a nice guy.
Oh,
one
man.
Of the best guys in the Denver comedy scene. He's up there with Phil Corridor in my book, dude. Like, straight
nice.
Up. And he pays for his rides home, bro. Just like a Lyft, he pays,
son.
He
never pees in your car.
No, and he doesn't
pee
in my car. He never gets super drunk. None of that.
I've never peed in someone's car. I'll go on record saying not in my own. Well, one time.
Oh.
After this thing at Mile High, I peed and shit myself in my car.
Oh.
3 a.m. going down Spear Boulevard. It was back in 1998, man.
Oh.
I thought I could hold it. I stayed in a conversation with my friend. We were tailgating in the parking lot, and I was just like, and they closed the stadium, so you couldn't use the bathrooms in there, and I'm like, I can hold it. And then I get on Spear and Logan, and all of a sudden, oh, shit. Oh, not full.
Wait, did you shit yourself first? And then we're like, fuck it, I'm just going to pee. Too.
Well, the shit came out, and it was about that much, like a little nugget, and then some pee came out. So it wasn't like full piss and shit, but it was enough.
You didn't just let it go.
I'm just going to go home.
Last,
you know.
In the last episode with my dad, we talked about the last time I shit my pants was in Golden. I was waiting for the bike and stuff.
Yeah.
But this is one thing. You crapped your pants too, right?
I crapped my pants.
Last year.
No. Well, that's not even a good crap my pants.
No, let's talk about that. Last year, Tall Guy shit his pants. Were at a Target or was it a Wally World?
Oh, it was at a Target.
Dude. Yeah, so that when Tall Guy shit his pants, it just reminded me of me and my homeboy Lee. We were driving back from, we were doing tile. I was working with him, my buddy, and we're driving down E-470, you know, the toll road and shit.
Yep.
And we're having a fart contest, bro. each other. He's all, quit farting in my car, yours are stinky. And I was like, fuck you, bud. And he farted at me, and then I farted back at him. And we were fucking battling, bro. We were fart battling. Fucking for real. But then
he lost.
No, then my homeboy farted, and he goes, ooh, that was warm. And then he didn't talk to me for the rest of the ride home, dude. He didn't say nothing, dude. He didn't say nothing to me, dude.
I shit my, the worst I ever shit, like, the worst situation of shit in my pants, I used to work as a truck driver for the mail. I used to get up, like, 3 a.m.
Oh, yeah, that's you, that, you, yeah. You used to have a set about this.
No,
huh?
No,
I told this story before.
But I was literally, like, at this stop, one of the first stops for the thing, and I got to go all the way up to Craig. It's like a 3-hour drive. And I'm at one of the first stops, and literally getting up in the back of the post office truck, fucking lifted my leg up, and just like, something fell out. I just lost control.
Yeah.
And I literally went to the bathroom at this gas station that was right down the way, and I'm in the bathroom fucking grabbing toilet, like, paper towels, and just cleaning the inside of my
scrub it.
And naked in this stall. Fucking just clean these pants.
You should have just pulled a Big Lou and went to the fucking sink and washed your fucking pants and fucking
was,
your underwear
I had,
there.
I had no underwear, bro. I was going to
people.
I was cleaning the fucking jeans.
Idiot.
I literally was an idiot. I was driving up to Craig
and
put
shit
my back
so,
up to the
shit
seat
so
and
into
covered
the jeans
my seat
too.
Over my fucking, while I was driving, I was hovering.
Let's not make this a shit show. Let's talk about my homeboy Jeff Cohen.
Hey everybody!
He's everywhere. He's everywhere, dude. You did a couple shows already, haven't you?
A couple here and there.
Post COVID.
Post COVID drive-in show down in the Springs and up in on 420 up in Loveland or Longmont.
Oh, you
and
still
Tobias,
did that show?
I did that
That's
show.
Right.
Yeah, Tobias ran it. Tobias Livingston, shout out.
Wasn't it out of his van? Like, didn't they make
well,
a stage?
Yeah,
out
no,
of
they.
Of his van?
Yeah, they made a big stage. At like really big stage, got the sound system, the whole bit, and that was a fun show, you know. And a couple Zoom shows, and of course your front porch open mic.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Had the last one.
Had
the last
one.
One
Friday. She's.
Oh, and I'm gonna be.
Some people threw bad shows there. It was a good bad show.
Yep. So and then I'm doing. I did a social distance but indoor show at Avanti's over here.
Oh,
in
I
Jefferson Park,
that.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then this coming Sunday, the 12th, I'm doing that Black Lives Matter show that John Corelli's running.
And that's at, what's that?
Mercury
Cafe.
It's Mercury Cafe.
Yeah. 20th in California, yep. right?
22nd and Stout, it
Stout,
is.
Stout, yeah, it's right there. I was driving and, by that place every day. And all those tents, I got to put my mask up like that, buddy. You got to put your mask up when you go by Tent City over there, dog. It's full of COVID over there at Tent City. But I don't mean to be rude, but, man, you got to put your mask up over there for sure. Just be safe, you guys. You know what
I did
mean?
Anyway before COVID.
Oh, yeah. Hell, yeah.
But, like, so that, and then that's coming up, and then just got booked on Ryan Evans' show, Main Street, and or the studio at Main Street and Parker.
Yeah,
on the 25th, me and Big Jake Hovis and Lisa Lane, and hosted by Ryan Evans. That's going to be a banger of a show.
Lisa's going to mack on you again?
Probably.
It's a long ride. Yeah, it's a long ride. She's going to stare lovingly in your eyes.
We better have some eye contact. Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
We'll talk smack to each other. It'll be fun.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? But yeah, you know.
Yes. No, I got in trouble because she was talking about how she made that damn muffin for that guy for just telling her to have a great day or whatever. And I was at whatchamacallit at the Rising Sun, and I told her, hey, you don't make him banana bread until he knocks the bottom out that ass, homegirl. And she fucking laughed, dude. That's how I started my set off there, dude, was with that. I was like, you don't make him no banana bread till he knocks that pussy dead, yo. And, and shit. And she was all laughing, dude. But yeah, she's such a nice lady, dude. You know what I mean? That's like shit. There's some good women Denver comics,
dude. That was the last show I did.
I was booked for that shit, dude. April 10th was my birthday. I was supposed to do that shit.
No, I'm talking about before that, before COVID. Like, I did a headshot.
Yeah, pre-COVID. That's I was supposed to do it right when COVID started. I was supposed to do.
Oh,
that shit on my birthday on the 10th. Yeah, dude. I told her to book this guy and fucking not you, Brian Evans. No, I'm just saying. Yeah, she's a nice chick. Nah, Growlers was a cool Friday night mic, dude. That's why I started the front porch mic. You know what I mean? Because you got to have something, dude. It's rough with no comedy, dude. Did you have a rough time? Did you do a lot more painting?
Surprisingly, about the same amount of painting, and the orders kept coming. I was worried because when the shutdown happened, my rep had to, like, end her last three sales trips of the season to the Midwest and East Coast because all those galleries had to close. And I thought, oh, shit, I better get that stimulus shit. Like, But then, like, within a couple weeks, all of a sudden she's like, hey, you know, we're actually still getting orders coming in. There's private clients and shit. So I've been
emailing and fucking everybody wants something. It costs money, though. PayPal me, Cash App me, son. All this shit costs money.
What are your paintings usually run for?
You know, it depends on the size, but like the, you know, for example, like a 30 by 60 painting that'll retail for like, I don't quite remember. I think 2,800 or 3 grand or whatever, depending on the gallery. And of course, me and my.
No, Cohen paints landscapes like nobody's business.
And cityscapes and
like
other things.
Shit, dude, I want to go take pictures just
all
so
your
he can paint
look
them
like you
shit.
Cried on them, and I love it.
I do. It's tears, and the secret ingredient is tears and something else that I won't.
Self-respect.
Yeah.
Tears and pre-cum. I'll say it for
you. Yeah.
Not the thick white shit, but that.
Just
runny
the yeah.
That's
just
how you water your paint down. You water your paint. Down with that button, it fucking it looks all shiny, but you know, hell yeah, dude. I know what's up,
not really. And don't say that because then I don't want to lose half my business.
So, if he does that.
Well, that's true, yeah. Like, if we say that, make that statement,
so you need to become a serial killer, that way your things go up like tenfold.
I'm thinking about it. There's some people, no, I'm kidding, I wouldn't.
No, you can't,
but I might, you know what, though, I might fake my own death because. That's, I mean, have you seen people who've done that? They've made 10 times more.
Dude,
like, there's.
We can send you down to Mexico.
No, but, I've got a basement for you somewhere.
No, dude, I know. Tunnels down to Mexico, bud. You could be.
Oh, dude.
You could go down to Colombia, dude. Fuck the Boca Raton, all that shit, dog.
One of those Korean houses. Hell no.
So he says, Lewis says, Colombia and Boca Raton. They're kind of in a different place, I think, but.
You can go anywhere after you get out of here, bud, for real, bud.
Yeah, we'll send you money through City Market.
Okay.
Cash App, homeboy.
Yeah, Cash App.
Dude, just stick with Venmo, because the Cash App doesn't work on my phone. There's something wrong with that app.
Yeah, I found something wrong with their card. Their card sucks. But
so, check this out, Jeff. I forgot to show Tall Guy this earlier, but I seen a real famous artist.
Show one of his finger paintings.
No, I seen a real famous artist the other day.
I thought he was gonna pull up my dick pic.
Do you know who this guy is? Do you know who this guy is? He's the guy that does the crazy paintings up at Red Rocks.
I can't see.
Here, I'll hit play. But
what is this guy? All right, we're watching a dude. He's painting his ass off. Whoa.
Oh, wow. He's painting.
Yeah.
For the people who can't see this because we're audio, this guy's painting some like a portrait, bearded.
Oh, yeah, he does all that shit. He does it at Red Rocks, and he's a real famous dude. I forget,
like,
but he's Denver.
Bob
he's a real
painting.
Denver guy, bro.
Angry Bob Ross.
No, he's like a, what do they call that? The Van Gogh effect. You know what I mean? A lot of brush strokes, a lot of crazy shit. You know what I mean? Yeah, dude. No, I really appreciate art. No, that's the only thing I paid attention to in high school, bro. Was like my graphics arts and shit. You know? You like that?
Did you learn how to paint?
Well, so I've been like drawing at least since like kindergarten, and didn't take any lessons back then, and then in elementary school, Mrs. Kunish was my art teacher, and I really took, she taught me colors.
Did you ever have a hot art teacher? Were they all?
Oh yeah, man, Andy LaBarbera, that motherfucker. He's dead now, but he was my he was just such a hard ass man. And you know what? I kind of appreciated that because he wouldn't, like me and my friend Tom Tarleton, shout out. We were like the top artists in our class, and LaBarbera. He would be like, when we were fucking around and,
just doing
bullshit, he'd be like, come on, you assholes, you're like the, he expected more of us because he knew what our potential was, so.
Like a father.
Yeah.
You.
But he was also a dick, I went golfing with him one time, and I'm like, dude, we're not in class, don't criticize my golf swing, man. You need to take lessons.
Golf swing is like a brush.
Maybe I don't like golf, maybe I'm just using you to bone your wife, and which never happened, but.
You tried.
Well, I wasn't a very good flirter back then.
Oh, no. When did you learn how to flirt? This is fuck
2008. I was a virgin until that. Well, celibate before.
A crazy art teacher moment. Me and my mom both had the same art teacher, Mr. Pinello.
Wow.
I'm over here.
Oh shit.
No, dude. He was a dick, though, dude. He was an asshole, bro. For real. Like, you're going into fucking. He did painting and drawing, and then when I was in high school, he did the whole. Flaming and spinning wheel, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, fire up the kiln.
Yeah, fire kiln and glazing your pots, you know. He did a lot of dope art, you know. He even did my first art teacher's urn, bro, because he died the summer, my freshman summer.
Wow.
You know what I mean? But he was a cool teacher, but he always used to tell us this, and he'd say it the very first day of class. He'd be like, all right, you motherfuckers, you live in Denver, Colorado, which is a mile high above sea level. And that's high enough. If I catch you stoned in my class, you're out of here. Kick me out six times, dude. You know what I mean? I'd be over there. I'd be over there all stoned, dude, fucking making some really cool fucking shit, bud. And he'd be like, Martinez, I could fucking smell it on you. Get the fuck. And he cursed,
oh,
dude.
Man.
He used to be the dean, too, dude. Like, the girls' dean, too, my mom said. The art teacher and the girls' dean, bud. Back,
oh, wow.
Way back, 70s and shit. Is that, you're not that old, are you, Jeff?
I'm from the... I was born in 68, so
68,
I remember the 70s,
60.
You know?
So, like,
shit.
Even got 8 years on Jeff here, dude. So, back in the day,
now
the dean... Oh, dude,
that's,
my mom...
That's, dude, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Oh,
he's
trying to hit on my mom. Would fuck Jeff up, son. My mom would fuck all of us up, Jeff.
Show her my picture, man. I'm down.
Yeah, right. She was all mad that that fat dude, Z or whatever, that fool that was giving fucking shit away out of his little Pez dispenser, the fucking bad pills.
Where was that?
At
your mic?
Friday, at the mic.
Oh, the guy from Alabama or something?
Yeah, that fat dude was fucking trying to hit on my mom. My mom was like, that fat motherfucker's lucky I didn't go out there and smack his trying to tell me to come here. Hey, come here. And fucking... And then John Locke even pulled a dumb move, bud. He's like, oh, Francis Martinez, it's so nice to meet. My mom's like, my last name's Gonzalez, motherfucker.
That's silly.
And John Locke's just trying to be a nice guy, bud. You know what I mean? He's dumb, bro. Fuck. That guy's an idiot, dude. I like him, but he's tonto, bud. You know what I mean? No, one night, so... check this out. I'm hurting for money to get from Irish Rover over to fucking Lions Lair, right? I need gas money. I got Ace for sale and all this shit, right? And John Locke goes, yeah, I'll buy an Ace from you. I'm like, cool, right on, bro. I was like, I really needed gas. And then he goes, hey, can I get a ride to Lions Lair? And I'm like, fuck. Yeah, I guess, bud. And then he hops in the back, and then Phil jumps in the car, and he looks in the back seat, and Phil goes, I thought you didn't like John Locke. I don't like that motherfucker, but he gave me gas money, so he gets a ride to Lions Lair, bud. You know what I mean?
Phil can be the spoiler like Phil's Kramer, man.
Great, dude. Yeah. I love him, bro. Like I said, you and Phil are in the tops of my of this shit.
Well,
you
that's
guys
a good company.
Just inspired me from the get, bud. You know what I mean? Like, both of these guys. Oh, yeah. I never seen it so easily and fluid like the... Wait, dude, that's so good, dude. It works every fucking time.
That's my pickup
line,
bud.
You know what I mean? It works every time, bud.
And it doesn't work on Craigslist, unfortunately. That's I have to write a
W-A-I-T exclamation point.
I use a lot of A's, a lot of paragraphs in that ad, but you know. But no, it's like Phil is interesting and hilarious as a comic because he does not follow the conventional whatever. He's just his own guy up there, and it's fucking hilarious, man.
I told him the shit Olympics is still my favorite.
What was the one about his garden level apartment? Fucking love that joke.
I don't even want to say. They're so fucking...
Garden of the apartment.
Yeah, the way he talks.
Personal growth. Something about growth or something. Oh, God, I'm butchering it.
He sounds like Mike Tyson's gay nephew.
I love him hosting because he always... No matter who goes up in between, almost always he resets the crowd just out of his con.
Oh, yeah, man.
This next person is really funny. He's a really... cool guy.
Yep,
Jeff
Cohen.
It's like,
for me, he always goes, this guy's a real wildcat, wildfire coming up here next. Never know what to expect from this guy. Yeah, I love Phil. Speaking of peeing in the cars, he peed in my car one time.
That's
funny.
I won't
tell the full story again.
Two podcasts ago.
No, I still didn't tell the whole story, dude. I still didn't tell the whole story, bud. I want to so bad, bro. It's so fucking funny at I think it was Nicolo's, bud, what's
Aaron,
his name?
Aaron Maslow, shout out.
Maslow.
Another funny motherfucker.
All the good mics are gone, dude, huh, bro?
Yeah, some of them are going to be coming back, like, slowly, but a lot of them, who knows? I hope they will.
Yeah, Kings is done, right?
Yeah, but you know what? The guys who own Oriental, Scott LaBarbera and, is it Nick Gossert, the other guy?
Yeah.
They bought... Three Kings.
Okay.
Oh, really?
And they're going to rename it, and they're definitely going to bring back performance, music, and I'm guessing probably comedy because...
Hopefully.
Because, well, those guys are comedic guys, too. Like, they founded that, what is that show? Lucha Libre and Laughs.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
So, of course, they're going to do whatever Three Kings is for comedy.
Yeah, man, that's like... I was all sad that they shut down Three Kings just for Nathan Ludd,
dude.
Man. Nathan Ludd, man, that cat... You know what? The exact same thing that happened to Nathan Ludd happened to me during my headline shit up there at fucking Greeley, bud. Because right there to the end, then some lady started fucking heckling him, bud. Like fucking a minute to go. But Nathan goes like this. He's all right, lady. He's all, 28 minutes in, you decide to fucking talk? Are you fucking serious? You know what I mean? And then after the show is done, he's like, man, I didn't mean to do that. I was like, dude, just let's go outside and do a dab and forget about it. And then he does a dab, and that chick that heckled him comes out and goes, I'm so sorry. And he goes, lady, I'm trying to forget about it right now. Give me another dab. Like, it was great, dude. Nathan Ludd, he's dope, bro. He's fucking great, dude. I mean, I miss all the people in comedy right now, man.
Hell yeah, man.
Like, not a lot. Some people came to this mic, but that's like, I seen Megan DiPonzo
and
Wide Right. Yeah, dude,
yeah,
I stopped by there.
Saw Olivia and fucking Priscilla was seen there with some guy. She didn't want to be there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, was it a bad date or something?
Yeah. Dude looked like Fat Damon. I'm not even fucking kidding, dude.
Oh, man. That's funny.
I was like, dude, I'm going to get your autograph and a picture just to see if I can get it on eBay.
Oh, that's funny, man.
I'm still trying really hard not to bone anybody in comedy. You know what I mean, Jeff?
He's winking. He's winking as he says that.
No, I'm not, man.
Yeah, no, I don't do that.
Huh? Your ukulele and he'll run away.
No, yeah. Fuck that.
No, other than, a couple good friends with benefits. Yeah, I don't like the comedy scene. It's like, oh, these are my friends, and I don't want to, like, you know, mess that up.
Yeah, no, you don't want to.
Like, hookups and dating and all that. Like,
that going bad. It went bad one of the first weeks.
Well, it's just like your coworkers, you know, and.
Oh, you were here when, what's his name, bro? That's who I seen at Wide Right. Yeah. That's who I seen at Wide Right.
Who's that?
Evan Johnson.
Oh, Evan? Wait, what happened with Evan?
Didn't you walk up to Lion's Lair and Evan Johnson was breaking up with that chick, dude?
I wasn't there.
It was right when I started.
I just heard about
it. It was right when I started, bud. They were fucking screaming at each other. I don't give a fuck, dude. Everybody, we're airing out. Everybody's dirty. You need to use the restroom?
No, I'm good for the moment. I might shit my pants on your couch.
You want a Tums?
But if we,
you want me to get you a Tums?
The Tums isn't going to, no, it's lower shit, but,
It's that burrito shit, bro.
I'm gonna.
Yeah, dude. I bit into it, and then swallowed it. Like I eat fast. That's like a big problem I have is that I eat too fast. So I bite into it, and I'm like, oh no, and I swallowed it, and then I'm like, oh wait, that doesn't taste that great.
Oh, man.
And then I look at the wrapper, and the expiration date is like 3 months ago.
Oh,
and I'm
God.
Like, that's, or 3 weeks ago, I mean, but like,
7-Eleven.
Yeah, 7-Eleven. It's like, dude, you guys need to, that's a health code violation.
Is that that shitty one on 26 right there?
Yeah,
that one smells like
pretty
and curry, fool.
Dude, it's a usually,
I don't use the ATM no more.
That's usually a good one.
I use my card outside, go across the street to Safeways, bud, when it's,
well, from now on.
Hey, bud, I'm serious. Save yourself the trouble.
Well, let me just say, fool me once, shame on me.
It's been about 20 times.
Yeah, I've had about 3 incidents.
Oh, man, I almost threw up getting money out of the ATM to go to the Dope Man's crib one day in there. But it smelled like dog shit, fool. It smelled
shit
and curry, bud. It was bad, fool. And I was like, what smells over here? And the guy points to the trash can right next to the ATM. I was like, well, then get it the fuck out of here, bud. What the fuck, dude? You know what I mean?
It's people get lazy, man, and they don't do their job.
That's bullshit, dude. I don't play that lazy game. I almost got my job back at the sewer game, bud, if I would have got my license Friday, but I got a schedule.
All right, you guys keep talking. I think I'm going to try to correct this situation. So I'll be right back.
No problem.
Get through.
All right, we're going to cut to the buffer music.
Oops, sorry.
Pause
that.
All right. No, just keep shooting. No, we gotta wait for you. You're the guest. All right,
there we go.
Short pause for restroom,
dude, that was painful. But can you get COVID of the asshole? That hurt. That was, or meningitis of the asshole, whatever your.
Meningitis.
Of the asshole.
What did fucking Weinstein have, dude? That fucking that killed his dick, bro. That fucking made his dick all fucking rot away. No, yeah, that's diabetes shit, bro. That makes
I don't. Luckily, I don't have that.
Gangrene on the dick, fool.
Diabetes of the dick.
He deserved it though.
Yeah,
you know.
He does, bro.
That guy had it coming.
And then he put that fucking.
No, he didn't. That's the problem.
Oh, yeah. You gotta. But anyway. All right, I feel better.
He's a chump. You just look just like him though, Jeff. No, I'm just playing.
Oh, I'm gonna.
No, Jeff.
I'm not gonna do a painting.
That's why he gets laid all the time. I didn't keep a journal like he did, but fuck, man. I'm probably fucking up there in his fucking.
Wait, you kept a fart journal? You're keeping count?
I used to, because like, you know, when I first discovered here's what it was for me. It's like, you know how they say the pendulum swings, the extremes. I grew up like really religious and I was all like locked down celibate for like 16 years, man. And then when I came out of that, I'm like, I gotta get laid, you know? And so like I went on the different dating sites. I discovered that casual encounters section. Cause I was on Craigslist like looking for a motorcycle and I kept on going back and seeing that no strings attached casual encounters. I'm like, I wonder if that would work. And well, surprisingly, you know, it kind of does. And, but no, what was my point? I guess I kind of, there was a certain amount of pride in that, like, oh, man, I'm up to like 14 women on the list at one point. And then it became 40 and then 70 and then at some point I'm like I'm not even keeping track.
You're running pussy over here.
Yeah, but here's the thing, it's not like every week or anything like that. It's over a period of time, like maybe 10 a year or something like that, you know.
I did pretty decent, dude, back in the
But
day.
Now I'm realizing
not
that it's like
not to brag or not.
Yeah, no, you
like,
well, that's my thing. I'm getting 40. Yeah, like, but I'm getting to the point where I'm like, you know what, like I think I want to go more toward the relationship way, you know, or at least like.
Yeah, I guess bars are fucking.
I wanna knock up a 25-year-old right out of college.
Jesus.
You know, good job.
You want to knock somebody up, Lou?
Yeah,
you want a kid?
I got it. I'm the last Martinez. I'm not even.
Oh, you gotta. You know, you gotta get that name.
Yeah,
keep that
name
going.
Name,
okay, how about this? I'll knock somebody up. You can adopt him.
No,
that is that not gonna.
Oh man,
no,
dude, I already been hit on this homegirl on.
Oh wait, dude. No.
That I used to trip. Before her boyfriend got her pregnant.
That's
so
right.
She
Norwegian
thought that
Mexican.
I was the daddy, but he came out way dark, so I was in the clear. You know what I mean, you guys?
No, Lou, do me a favor. So, like, knock a girl up, and then while she's pregnant, call me, because, like, that's my I'm into pregnant. There's something about pregos. I like those pregnant
like
chicks.
Allison Rose, leaky boobies joke, dude. Ooh.
What? I don't remember that joke.
She says the guy thought she was crying and it was her boyfriend.
Oh, it was her. I remember that. Yeah, now I remember.
Yeah,
it. Yeah.
Dude, that's
funny.
Funny. She's dope too, bro. I miss Chorito. I got the fucking.
Oh, dude, that was such a great place.
I cried the other day, bud, in my room. I fucking hung the poster up.
Yep.
And cried, son.
I got that poster of the last mic.
He's gonna cry right now.
Hell yeah. No, I fucking no. All of
no, he's just he's just lactating. It's not his real tits. Lou has leaky tits.
I identify as a girl. I'm a girl with leaky tits.
Jesus Christ.
Leaky boobies. Hell yeah.
That's gonna be your next one. You're gonna punch somebody with your tits.
Oh man, no, dude.
Oh, God.
I'm gonna start working out more, bro. These are gonna be chest.
Yeah, dude. I've been running lately, and I'm trying to like really get back into shape again. Cause it's like, man,
Are you running those expired burritos?
I just lost.
11?
Yeah, man, I lost 8 pounds just with that whatever came out.
Oh, yeah.
But
I lose 5 pounds of cardio and then 3 pounds shitting it out.
That's for sure. Or maybe some Indian food down at the Royal India place. Actually, that shit's good,
the
man.
The one on 38th?
38th. Well, there's that one, but then there's one on Colorado and Florida that I used to go to. Star of India, that's called. Man, they're good.
Yeah.
That guy hooks me up. He's got, would you like some tandoori? And I'm like, yeah, man. Yeah. That's,
might as well, homeboy. Shit.
But then, like, an hour later, it's all coming out.
I know. It's like enchiladas, bud. Indian food's like Mexican food, bud.
Yep,
it's like
that spice, man.
No, it's like it's mashed fucking red pepper, bro.
That's
what it
is,
dog. You know what I mean?
Cleans you out.
I actually made some noodles. These guys went and picked me up because I was heading over to that mic last week that I... Remember, I seen you just... What was
oh,
it?
Yeah, the backyard mic over
at
Aiden Carroll's
and
Isaac Robinson.
Roberts.
Yeah.
I was heading, I was doing Postmates, and I was leaving this place, and I was trying to head back to my crib, and I roll by this fool's apartment who's sitting outside waiting for a fucking lift. He's looking around.
And my other neighbors are like, what the fuck's going on? Is this a bad drug deal or some shit? And,
yeah,
and it was.
You owe me money, motherfucker. No, I'm just playing.
I'll get you next week.
We trade.
No.
There's no money. We trade.
Yeah, we trade.
I scared you that one time I gave you a ride. We
God, he throws a...
That.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, no, fuck it. Let's do it. Let's talk about it.
We're going on Colfax, West Colfax, and Federal, coming up on Federal, and there's that neighborhood... There's a lot of cops around. Anyway, Lou is like, hey, Jeff, look in my glove compartment, man. And I open it. He grabs it, and it's like this bag of cocaine and throws it in my lap. I'm like, I don't want this shit. Give me, what the fuck, man?
No, he's never seen a half ounce of cocaine before, bro.
I have. Yes, I have. I've seen it, not in my fucking lap.
Oh, man.
What if we got pulled over, man? I'm not going down for you.
I ate it, bud. I would have ate it all.
Okay, well, that makes me feel better.
I got all numb, bud. My head, everything. My dick, my asshole. They could fuck me, everything. We ain't been in there numb, bud. Fuck it. That cop would have been all... No, you know what they busted my homeboy with?
What's that?
possession, bud, because he had it in his fucking nose hairs, bud, and all the
right there,
bud.
You got
the on him for fucking possession, Nate.
What,
he
fucking
pissed? No, he rolled up, he rolled up on him and fucking took a picture of him right away, dude, to fucking show that he had that
reason. Oh, and that gets you the warrant.
And that, and then fucking homeboy, then the cop goes like this, he goes like this, he goes up and did that, bro. He fucking pinched it and fucking throws it right into a fucking tester, bud. Caught him for possession, fooled the homeboy Marcos, the one that I told you that I got the fucking nuts. Johnny Hasley joke about. My homeboy that died from swine flu, bud.
How do you even?
What? I don't know, bud. That fool fucking, he was in jail with Joey Diaz back in the day. Jeff.
Wow, Coco Diaz, man.
Yeah. Coke and then does the nose move.
Hey, bud, when you're fucking selling, when you're selling, when all you do is play pool and sell coke in fucking Lafayette Bar, you don't even care, bud.
You get too relaxed.
There's coke, there was coke in the fucking bathroom, bud, on the fucking toilet paper roll thing.
Oh, shit.
On that little box. There would be like 5-6 lines in there, and we'd be all fucking shooting pool and shit, dude. You know what I mean? That's how gangster that Lafayette Bar is. It's just the fucking, the south side of fucking Boulder, you know, where the Mexicans live, Lafayette. You know, just like fucking Lafayette's hood down south, bud. You know what I mean? In St. Louis, bud. Or wherever. Fucking Louisiana.
Is like South Louisiana? South Pueblo is the Lafayette of,
yeah,
of Pueblo,
exactly,
Colorado.
Exactly. Just like shitty-ass Bear Valley is the fucking butthole of fucking D-Town, bud. It's in the south, son. You know what I mean? Nobody wants to go down there. That's where the bears go, bud. Fucking why did they call Bear Valley? Oh.
Banged a girl down there, though. She was nice.
Yeah.
Very nice Italian lady.
Oh, yeah?
And we were, well, she told me that.
My auntie, fool. No.
That was, it's Lewis's auntie, Marcella.
Marcella.
She's like,
hey,
baby.
Marcella, the car.
She looked and sounded like Lou here.
Where are you from originally?
It was just Lou in a dress, yeah. He's just, all right, fool. All
right, fool.
Let's see that
dick.
See that fat cock, bro. but he asked me where I'm from, so off the tip. No, but I was born in Duluth, Minnesota, and never been back there because I was adopted out right away. And I grew up in Marinette, Wisconsin, up in the, like, if you're looking at, like,
yeah,
if that's, it's up on the tip of my middle finger.
It's kind of by North Dakota.
No, it's on the opposite. It's right on Lake Michigan on Bay of Green Bay. So anyway, I grew up there. Bob and Sharon Cohn were good enough to adopt me, great parents, and my brother Randy, who's, I don't know where the fuck that asshole, no, he's not an asshole, but he's somewhere in, I think, Wautoma, Wisconsin, school teacher. But yeah, I grew up in Marinette, moved out here in 93 to go to art school, and at the then Colorado Institute of Art, and it became the... They renamed it Art Institute of Colorado, which they should have done in the first place because there's like 10 of those schools, and Colorado CIA, it was the only one where they put the C in front of it. All the other schools were AI whatever, you know, and it's like, well, get it straight, you morons. Anyway, well, but the thing with art institutes is that some predatory loan company bought them and then just fucking ran them into the ground, and now they're all closed. They just fucked it up.
Yeah.
So, like...
That's like, but then in the same sense, you know, you probably knew you were talented in art.
I had a good idea. I had the skills, you know, like, but you always need to learn more, and so I'd never wanted to be like all, yeah, I'm the shit, you know. I was fit.
Yeah, because I really appreciated art in high school. Like,
oh, yeah,
I did a report on the surrealism paintings and all that crazy stuff. You know what I mean? Like the train coming out of the fireplace.
Yeah, perspective.
All that shit.
Painting, that's a guy named Rene Magritte.
Yeah,
he's like a surrealist.
Yeah,
and
the super
real trippy stuff.
Dude. Like fucking crazy shit.
Oh, you got to I'll send you a link.
I did a chalk drawing back in the day of an eye, and it had to say read in it or something. And it had to be about reading and learning. So I put clouds in the white of the eye, like
trippy
blue, and then clouds that said read in a fucking green and blue
eye. Oh,
yeah,
man.
I think it's even in the little room right
now.
Dude,
you should take a picture, post it, put it on Facebook.
I like it.
Yeah, there you go.
That's why we're going to paint after this.
Oh, yeah,
man.
Going out back painting.
Fucking fuck yeah, dude. We're going to throw it down, dude. Hell yeah.
Stick figures are
how you start, bud. You know what I mean? And then you go from that to cylinders and cubes and then you fucking...
But I had, like, an Uber driver that was like, oh, you're an artist? Man, I can't even... Everybody says that. I can't even draw a stick figure. And I'm like, why would you want to draw a stick figure? I mean, it's like, yeah, you know, other than do... But I, but then I thought, yeah, right, I do that. But, no, but, like, then I got... This is trippy, man. Like, so I'm telling the guy in the Uber, I go, actually, there is one artist that made millions painting stick figures. And if I show him, you'll recognize him. But the name of the artist is Keith Haring. He died of AIDS, like, in 91. But, like, here I am. I'm telling the guy, yeah, there's this stick figure artist named Keith Haring. I get home, and I go on Facebook just to check shit out. All of a sudden, an ad pops up right on my Facebook, Keith Haring prints.
Yeah. Yeah.
What the fuck? Our phones are listening to us, everybody.
Well, yeah, I get condom ads all the time.
I talked about burning American flag. I got an ad for American flag.
That's so funny.
They don't even got that.
They're like, you don't have to burn them, just buy them. Yeah.
That's great that way if you're nuts on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, 1980.
Those dirty, nasty nuts.
Did you do a lot of reading?
A lot of what?
Reading, like, did you read any good books, like 1984 or any crazy shit?
Oh, dude.
Batman's back.
Oh, Batman's here. Hey, Batman, what's up? Back in the day, I read 1984 George Orwell, man. Yeah. I saw this movie that's kind of like that called Equilibrium with Christian Bale.
No,
that's a trippy movie, man. Everybody needs to watch that because that shit is happening to us now, man.
That shit is insane.
Didn't that come out like 2001?
Something like that, yeah, or 2002, yeah.
Matrix came out, yeah, because it was like kind of, he looked like the dude from The Matrix. Because it doesn't, wait, is that one with, it's with Christian Bale.
Yeah, Christian Bale, and it's where what they've done, like post-apocalypse, what they do is everybody has to be on this drug called like Librium or Equilibrium. Because what they've decided is the problem for all war and problems is human emotion, so that medication takes out emotion. But then he was sneaking it, like his kids were sneaking it to him. And then they found out the big leader guy, he had like, he never took any of the drugs. He got to live high on the hog.
Yeah.
That's how it is. Rules for thee, but not for me.
Yeah. The,
for the people in power.
All animals are equal.
Just some are more equal. Yep. Yeah. Or fucking Orwell. I read that and I'm trying to get back into reading how to fuck in a post-COVID.
That's my new joke. That's my next joke. Yeah.
You get that. Yeah.
Girls, mask on or mask off? Always mask off. Or you make it with a little fucking hole in it that pops up like that?
My question, though, for me, because I'm trying to expand, get more personal with my comedy, and what I'm trying to find, is there a mask to hide my emotions to protect people from my weird... I need a burka. Yeah.
Oh, you're going to be turning fucking Iraqistani next, bro.
Iraqistani?
Wearing the burkas and shit.
I'll just throw a t-shirt over my head. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Just go full white trash.
You'd be a fine-ass chick if you wore a burka all the time.
Oh, dude, man. I got some titties going here, man, you know? Like.
Yeah. Nah. So you did. You went through all the schooling and stuff for painting. And
yeah. So I got and that's the thing. It's like when I came out here for the Art Institute. Yes, I was fortunate because I had some really great painting teachers: Don Long, Doug Dawson, Lynn Kircher, who's also a sculptor. But then the main focus of that degree was graphic design. And after school, I tried to do graphic design, but I sucked at it. But I got really lucky because in, what year was that, like summer of 96, I want to say, I got hired by this guy, Dimitri Basukas. He's still out there. He ran a company called Prismacolor, which we were the colorists for some of the DC comic titles.
That's cool.
Yeah, like we did. So I was a comic book colorist for Azrael, which is a Batman spinoff.
Yeah, I know.
Stan Lee did this really trippy one called Sovereign Seven. It was a crossover title. Leonard Nimoy and what's his name? God, who's the guy that did iBots and Primordials? Neil Gaiman.
Oh.
So him and Nimoy co-produced that one, and so we did that for a while. Anyway, I learned a lot of my current painting style from doing the comic book stuff.
No, because I got a couple of good friends from high school that they were taggers and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And now they do prints and stuff for different designers here in Colorado.
Oh, hell yeah, man. That's where it's at.
You go look at half these walls, you know what? Half of these guys did half these walls. Some of these dudes that I went to high school with.
Damn.
You know, over there. Yeah, over there in Five Points and up and down Larimer.
Yeah, there's some really good
30th
art
over there.
Oh, yeah.
30th and shit over there, man. They got some dope art down there. It's just getting better and better. That's like, I even checking out Instagram, this little chick I liked, I liked her just because her tagging. I thought it was tagging. You know what? She's actually doing acrylic on wood.
Yeah.
Damn. See, yeah, that's even better.
She wood and she does acrylic on wood, dude.
Oh, yeah. This city's got some talent,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
but like
fucking Denver Airport. Like, that was done in what?
Oh,
like
shit.
90-something.
It don't matter, but it
was like
the underground cities out there.
I heard about that. You know what they do down there? The 7th level down, they've got this fenced-in area, barbed wire, but it's pointing in so they can't get out,
yeah.
And that's where they take the homeless people and the babies and feed them to the aliens that are down there. My friend Andy worked there. He was a mechanic for United, and he goes, yeah, I've been down there, man. And
yeah.
No, he's just...
So either
that's
either there's a total underground city under the airport, or the Rocky Mountain Arsenal right there off of 56, that big...
Oh, there's something there for sure, man.
Underneath there,
oh, yeah.
Dude.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? But do you know, check this out, fun fact about the Rocky Mountain Arsenal, it's bigger than Westminster, that patch of land.
Oh, it's like massive,
yeah,
in there, man.
It's a giant mass of land, and all the water resources that cut through the city go through the Rocky Mountain Arsenal. So they're going to have fresh water no matter what. So you know where to go.
Yeah, but we're not getting the fresh water. They got the good stuff.
Get in there. Just like that movie with fucking, what's his name, 2012 or whatever, bud.
Yeah.
Just like that, I'm going to sneak onto the Ark full underneath fucking.
But check this out, man. Remember when Stapleton was there up against the Rocky Mountain Arsenal? Well, no, check this out. So one night, I go there with this chick, Holly, from classes. And, you know, I was like trying to, I had a little bit of flirt game back then. And I go, oh, I know a place where we can, so we made out right, so there's the fence to the Rocky Mountain. Yeah, right next to the north runway.
Yeah.
And finally this guard came out and like, he put the butt of, instead of like just knocking on the glass like that, he's like, kuh, 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 with the butt of the rifle on the door frame. And I'm like, shit. So I rolled the door down. He goes, you guys got to get out of here. You got no business here. And he was like all threatening and shit.
Damn.
So
yeah, my grandpa worked at the Stapleton Airport. He was there for the blizzard of 82. And
damn.
Nah, dude.
I heard about that.
Was the worst blizzard in Denver history, bud. The snowdrifts went
18 feet snowdrifts, man.
10 feet high over the doors, son. That's how big the snowdrifts were. They couldn't even get out of fucking Stapleton Airport, dude. They were stuck in there for fucking a whole week, bud, my grandpa, dude. And he lived across the street at the hotel, and he couldn't even get to the hotel.
Couldn't
even get to the hotel, son.
Jesus.
And
he had a hat that said, I survived the blizzard of 82. I wish I got that hat, bro.
But, dude, I remember that, though. Stapleton on Havana, you could pull over, and all kinds of people. We'd sit on the hoods of our car, watch the planes come over. Now you can't do that. Remember where last year that kid got in trouble because he went out on 58th or whatever that road is?
Yeah.
And the dumb shit took one of those laser pointer pens.
Oh,
and he was
shining
it at the pilots, and pretty soon a sheriff comes out and they threw him in jail because that's like that's like a federal offense, like pointing a laser at some dude's eyes.
The craziest thing about the new airport, it ain't the underground city or none of that shit. If you go up to, I think it's like 104th or maybe it's 120th, over, like you're going towards
Thornton.
You keep heading east on the, it's like you're
straight across Bennett
side.
Yeah.
Shooting out to Bennett. When you're shooting out there, right in the middle where all the planes fly over every freaking day, dude, there's a giant fucking mosque, like, right there, bro. And, like, nobody's ever there, dude, but there's a giant fucking mosque, dude, and the planes fly over it every day, dude, you know what I mean?
But what is it there for?
maybe they got their rockets right there and they're ready to blow.
Jesus.
You never fucking know, dog. You know what I mean? Shit, dog. What's a fucking mosque doing?
Are you sure it's a mosque? What if it's
a mosque, dude. It's got the fucking little fucking bell things on the top. It's painted all crazy cool. It's a mosque, dog. I've seen them before.
This place shot up by some
It's been there forever.
Let's go. Let's get it, man. Yeah.
It's been there forever, dog. It's been there for a long time, but ever since I used to go that way to go out to Bennett, but it's been
the
out
first
there.
Mosque in Denver.
They got a mosque like out there off of Leesdale, but by Taco DS, best tacos in town, but Leesdale right past Florida, dog.
Man.
Hell yeah.
I don't even notice the mosque around here.
No, you don't really.
There's like one in Glendale that I've seen.
You see all the calves in front of it, dude, at like 12:30 and shit, dude. All
right, this is borderline racist, bigot shit. All right.
I will say the only Muslim dude I work with at work also drives a cab, so.
Yeah, yeah. What's up, dog? You don't fuck with me, dog. I just use my eyes over this shit. This isn't fucking being racist. This is just fucking,
using your eyes, bro.
Yeah, this is just using your eyes and fucking saying what
just
you
your
see.
Observational, what, you know.
Yeah, dude, Mexicans are smart, bud. We do math. We invented zero, bud.
I don't even know what to say to that.
There's nothing. I'm speechless.
Because I'm a genius. Because
it means nothing.
Ah. Oh, fuck you, motherfucker. You're a douchebag.
Oh, but yeah, anyway, so I came out here to go to art school, did the comic book thing, and then... But, like, the thing is, all through the 90s, like, it didn't occur to me that you could actually make a living on art, but I was always, like, hoping, praying, oh, I want to, you know, because, like, I tried to do all the corporate shit, customer service and all that, and I was horrible at that shit. And then I got so super lucky in like 2002 one day, and I had started doing, like, pastel, like, cityscapes and shit, and I had a friend, Dustin Samuel, shout out, he backed me. He's like, hey, man, I'll help promote you, you know, here's some seed money. And then what we did is we went and found a printer, had him made, like, real high-quality prints of my work, and put them at coffee houses and stuff. Well, anyway, that guy, the printer, Pat Nocerino, another great guy, shout out, he called me one day, and he goes, hey, this guy Ray came in here, and he saw your work. He wants to talk to you. Well, that's Ray Stock. He's my art rep. Well, his daughter Sarah runs it now, but, like, I met them back in 2002. That's been selling for me since 2003. I've been working full-time.
Yeah, you don't even have to deal with the customers, right?
Not at all.
Exactly.
So, like, not even... And I still do, like, I'll do commissions, you know? Mm-hmm. But, like, what was I going to say? Yeah, so I've been painting with them for, like, what is that, 17 years? And the last 10 years, I've been doing just art full-time. And so, see, kids, you can live your dream. Just
go for it.
And then I started doing...
Who cares?
Fuck yeah. Well, I told my rep, I'm like, I'd almost rather be homeless than have to go back to a job after this, you know?
Oh, yeah. No,
paint in the alley.
That's the same thing with the comedy bug, too, man. Yeah. Dude, I don't even want to go get another job. I kind of have to go take care of
Yeah, you
got to
do whatever. Yeah, odd
dude,
jobs.
You already missed two piss tests.
You go back to jail, bro.
I met him the night he came out.
Comedy's out. Comedy's fucking going to be number one in my book again.
Yeah, bro. That's how you do it, man.
To jail, but hell yeah. It sucks, dude. Because he's an old man, bud. But you got to live right, bud. And he's not. And he's stonto, dude. I think he's dumb, bro.
He's not just dumb. He's just
Do you think is it the level of drug? Like, there's a point where
he's smoking.
Yeah, I knew a guy like that.
Self retarded that, and this motherfucker was tripping acid like fucking every other weekend. Shrooms.
your brain will break.
Yeah, dude. And that's why he had heart problems because he fucking did too much coke over in large part.
Yeah,
you know, all that shit, dude. You know what I mean?
And it's psychedelics, like, and spontaneity. Don't
dude. Shit, bro. But he's the one that got me. I was in the Ten or None Club when I did acid, Jeff.
Oh, shit. Was that? Yeah, it was your first time?
Either you took 10 hits of acid or you didn't take none, motherfucker. You know what I mean? Dude. And that's like...
And it's a gun club.
That makes more sense now.
Nah, dude, Big Lou was wild, bro. I remember I bought a vial of acid like this in a sweet breath, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I took a little drop, And my dad goes like this. My dad's all, hook me up. So I go to give him a little drop.
Yeah.
And he squeezes my finger.
Oh.
And he squirts it in his mouth. And he's like, yeah, bro.
Damn, that's okay.
And he's painting. My dad was an industrial painter. You know.
Oh, like the commercial trucks? Thing? Yeah, yeah.
You know the big lift trucks?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he was painting
dude,
white.
Let's make it out.
And you know, you know how hard it is to paint white with the sprayer and
yeah,
stuff
dude,
like that?
You have
you know
to do
I mean?
8 coats.
Yeah, my dad's fucking sitting in there painting. And then he did, and then wow. he goes over to his ventilation thing and he turns it off, and he sprays a big
wait,
old
what?
He sprays a big
okay,
old.
Okay, that's
plug.
Bad, right
full,
there.
He had a full respirator
still.
Suit.
Okay.
No, he had a full respirator suit. It gives
okay.
him fresh air and shit. But he sprays the white like this, and he makes a big old white cloud, and then he goes over to the fucking vent system and turns it on. Whew. The white cloud disappears. He's like, yeah, man. Fuck, dude.
By the way, this is like, if OSHA's listening to this, they're going to, like, go after
him. That place is gone, bro.
Okay, okay.
No, yeah. This was at MCI.
They're going to play this podcast.
My first job out of high school was this company where we made, like, the components of aircraft seats for, like, private jets. So it was all kinds of chemicals. There was this guy, Bobby, on the end of the assembly line that his job was to, like, take, and it was all pneumatic because you couldn't have electricity
yeah.
around it. But so he would take, like, you had to take acetone and then this other stuff called methyl ethyl ketone. Just,
oh,
this is like bad
stripper.
Shit.
That's a super
it's a stripper,
stripper.
Yeah. So you
yeah.
had to, like, wash it down with this rag and then with that rag. And then after a while, this dumb fuck starts forgetting which was which. So to figure it out, he would go, okay, that's the acetone. And then 15 minutes later, the ambulance gets called because he just collapses. He didn't die, but that fucker should have. That just so there was sniff. So huffing was a major thing.
Yeah, we
at
have,
that place.
We have some idiots in the what is it called when they dip it in the into different acids and change the metal's composition?
Oh,
yeah, I don't know. What is alchemy or something?
Yeah.
Alchemy?
No, it's
no, that's a different...
electro, it's electro something or whatever.
Steel
but anyways,
gold.
the two
pop
kids
metal
that
in the
ran that shit at night, and my dad was their supervisor. These two kids were like super goth kids, bud. They fucking got their teeth filed to be vampires, and they used to they used to drink this crazy blood wine with this fucking dude that thought he was a fucking Klingon warrior, bud.
I went to school with those guys.
Yeah, the Klingon warrior guy would bring those two dudes fucking blood wine and shit, dude. And
nice.
This fucking place was wild, son, and my dad's tripping acid in the back. This place was wild. But anyways, these two dudes, fucking one of them fucking put his hand in fucking acid all high on acid.
Okay, that's a new one.
Bro, like an idiot. He dropped his glasses and he goes like this. He caught him, and right when he caught him, this part of his hand was in the acid, and fucking, it had already eaten his glasses away, bud,
gosh.
Like that.
Jesus.
Crazy.
Shit.
Those kids were just stupid, bud.
Whoever knew his hand.
Oh, he's burnt. He fucking almost went down to the bone, bud. It's all thin and shit. That wasn't the worst accident I've seen there. I've seen some bad accidents.
What's
there,
the worst
bud.
One you've seen? Maybe you
so,
up.
So,
yeah, that's the goal of this.
Me and my
like...
homeboy Joe Driver, this old black dude, we was fucking cool, bud. We used to play fucking, Outcast and all that shit. We'd be playing it like,
yeah,
he worked night shift. I'd come in super early, you know, we'd play some down south gangster hip hop shit. And we're fucking sitting there chilling. We just got done smoking a blunt out back, right? And we walk back inside. And this dude, he's got a giant fucking sheet of metal. Like 30 feet wide, 40 feet long, and he's setting it down on this big thing that fucking laser cuts these, we call them tombstones. They're like big pieces of metal like this, but it gets cut out of this big fucking sheet. Well, this dude's not paying attention, and it fucking swings, and then when it swings back like this, it goes like this. Poof!
Oh,
and the fucking top of his fucking mid, he scalped himself, bud.
Jesus.
Fucking hard hat off. And fucking scalped himself. And
the
homie tow driver fucking runs up to him. And dude almost went like this. He would have put his fucking hands in his brain, fool. And Joe Driver put his skull cap back on top of his head like that, fool.
What the fuck?
And fucking, I was sitting there like this. You see his brain? You can see his brain. You can see his
Did he live?
Yeah, he lived.
Jesus Christ.
Was he retarded after this?
No, he was. Oh, but fucking shit.
Dude, that's some
big
wow.
Big chunk of metal. Bad man went like that. Boom. Like that. Boom. And it was hanging by a flap of skin.
Okay, all right.
You saw a fast-forward version of that scene in Hannibal Lecter. Jesus
Christ. Yeah.
Oh, that's what I was thinking about. Ray Liotta, where he's eating his own brain. Like, ugh.
But it was like, jeez. I'm not even joking.
Boom.
Man, I was traumatized as a kid. My neighbor, Bob Kranos, used to work at Wapaka Foundry. And they make the casings for, like, Harley motorcycles,
yeah.
The inside casing. And so anyway, they got, like, you had these... What would come in these rectangular, like an I-beam piece of metal, that type of shape, you know? And you had to put them into like a planer machine. Like it would, like, you don't think of sawing metal, but it would reduce it down to like these pipes.
Grinds
it down. So he got his arm stuck in that, and it fucking amputated his arm.
Oh, yeah.
And they had to, like, I don't know if they reattached or not. I forgot because he moved away. But, like, I hear about those industrial accidents, man, and I'm like, I'm glad I'm just not a factory worker, you know.
Oh, no, one more.
You got one more?
One more. So, me and this dude, Pat, when I used to work in the sewer company, we're up in fucking Wellington or whatever it is, up north, a little town, and this dude's driving around his rat rod, and it's a dope-ass car.
Rat rod? Like, what's that? Is that like a dune buggy?
Like a, what you would call it? Like a old 50s style car.
Like, you know, the
got the truck topped off, got the truck.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Oh, yeah, those are cool, man. Yeah.
Rat rod, he's cruising it around, and we're like, man, that guy's got a dope-ass car. We're talking with the guy we're cleaning the sewers for up in that town, and he goes, yeah, he built that whole car without any arms. Like, what, dude? And fucking then we get closer to his house like the next day because we're cleaning the sewers and we're by his house. Sure enough, the dude walks out. Motherfucker ain't got no fucking arm.
Damn.
Oh my
God.
And we're like,
would he use his feet?
Drive with? Yeah, he uses his feet. He welds and all that
Damn.
Shit, dude. Because we're like, what the fuck, dude? How did he lose his arms? He's like, motherfucker went and there's a pile of dirt and he double high-fived. A fucking power line like that. Boom!
Oh,
both of his fucking arms right out the fucking socket like that, bud. And we're like, man, for real? No arms? And he's like, yep. Best fucking mechanic in town, though, motherfucker.
Okay, I have to say on that, when I'm feeling lazy and not getting my work done...
You play with your feet, motherfucker?
No, what I'm saying is...
You better start.
Well, what I'm saying is that if some guy with no arm... Like, I saw... There was a guy like that who had no arms or legs, and he went and taught spoke at this high school, and he goes, okay, look at me, motherfuckers. I don't got arms or legs, and I'm holding down three jobs, so you lazy pieces of shit, quit being lazy.
Fuck all these lazy ass.
So I need that.
That's how we're ending it. Fuck all these lazy ass fucking kids. Go get 10 jobs, you motherfuckers. Be a Jamaican.
Yeah, you got arms and legs to get to work.
It was America's birthday just the other day. God bless America and Jeff Cohen.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We're not going to go back to our regular job. Now you're calling all these kids lazy.
I don't care, dude. I'm going to be a comedian, bro. That's not
our kids. Be a comedian. Be an artist. Fuck these two.
Nah.
Be a no arm, no leg comedian.
Go get a real job and buy me shit.
Cut your arms off
later. Cut your dick off. Man. That way you don't fucking
repropagate. Right,
peace.
Oh my God.